Hallelujah. Blessed are you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. You have revealed to little ones the mysteries of the kingdom. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The disciples approached Jesus and said, "Why do you speak to the crowd in parables?" He said to them in reply, "Because knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven has been granted to you, but to them it has not been granted. To anyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. From anyone who has not, even what he has will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables, because they look but do not see, and hear but do not listen or understand. Isaiah's prophecy is fulfilled in them, which says, 'You shall indeed hear but not understand. You shall indeed look but never see.' Gross is the heart of this people. They will hardly hear with their ears. They have closed their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their hearts and be converted, and I heal them. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. Amen, I say to you, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it." The Gospel of the Lord. Would you like to see God? Of course, we all would love to gaze into God's eternal eyes. And please God, one day we will, in heaven. But while we're here on earth, we first find God's divine face in the human faces around us. We know, of course, that no one can believe in God unless he gives them the gift of faith, that special eyesight to see spiritual things, faith. But that gift of faith is delivered through faces of faith that we see around us. Try to think of some of the faces of faith that have helped you to see God a little better. The very first face of faith is found in our parents, especially our mother. And not just because mom's the one who always drags you to church on Sunday. Doctors say that a baby's eyesight extends about 12 inches. The precise distance between a baby's face nursing at the breast and her mom's face. The very first glimpse we get of God is when we stare into our mom's eyes. How so? Well, however inchoately, we sense in the unconditional love of her eyes the love of God. That's where we first see God. Here at Immaculate Conception, not one week goes by that I don't hear a story about how someone became Catholic thanks to Monsignor John O'Donnell, or O.D., as some affectionately call him because people overdosed on Jesus while he was here. In Monsignor O'Donnell's face, people caught a glimpse of the face of God, God's joy, God's eloquence, God's tenderness. Even in his Irish wit, they saw God's goodness. The first time we see the face of God is when we see him reflected in the face of man, in faces beaming with faith. The scriptures today tell us this is in keeping with the divine design. That is, God wants it this way, to see him through other faces. In Exodus 19, Moses meets God on Mount Sinai. But God says, surprisingly, "I am coming to you, Moses, in a dense cloud, so that when the people hear me speaking with you, they may always have faith in you also." Did you catch that last part? God wanted the people to have faith in Moses too. Why? So that when they saw Moses' face, they would remember God's presence and power. Moses had a face of faith that helped the people to see God better. In the gospel, Jesus explains why he speaks in parables, saying, "Because knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven has been granted to you, apostles, but to them, everyone else, it has not been granted." The apostles were to be the faces of faith to the early Christian community, just like Monsignor John O'Donnell was a face of faith to the Fort Smith community. The first place we see the divine face is in a human face. Folks, what kind of face are you showing to the world? Remember, the world is desperate to see God. From our very first breath that we take coming out of the womb until the last breath we breathe before we're placed in the tomb, our hearts beat with a more or less conscious desire to see God. And the first place someone sees God's face is in a human face. Maybe your face. Do you have a face of faith? Let me conclude with a longish quotation from Bishop Robert Barron, whose self-professed goal is to show God's face to our culture. Bishop Barron writes, "In 1933, on the 1900th anniversary of the Redemption, Pope Pius XI invited Christian missionaries to take the gospel literally to the ends of the world to ensure that the message was heard everywhere. The missionary oblates of Mary Immaculate took up the challenge. A small group was sent to the northern reaches of Canada, where they proclaimed Jesus Christ from the dead, risen from the dead. Then they asked, 'Are there any people further north?' When the answer came back in the affirmative, they set out, found the more distant community, and proclaimed Jesus to them. This process continued until they came finally to a tiny gathering of people who said, 'No, we're the last ones.' When the oblates had preached to this little band, they went back to Rome with the message, 'We've announced Jesus Christ to the ends of the world.' They showed God's face to everyone." My friends, whether it is in Canada or in Kamak Village, the first place people see the divine face is in a human face. Praised be Jesus Christ.